Recently, I moved in with my fiancé while we plan our wedding next year, and I was upstairs cleaning, putting stuff in the attic, and I saw that his ex-wife had stuff still up there. They've been divorced over a year, but separated prior to that for 4 years. So she has not been living in that household well over 5 to 6 years. Anyway, I saw that her stuff was still in the attic, pictures of her from college with friends and ex-boyfriends, some clothes, some of her family's pictures, stuff like that. Was I wrong for tossing it all in the trash? Clothes I gave to the Goodwill, but pictures I am tossing. I mean, I figured if she wanted this stuff, she would have gotten it by now. She bought a home behind his back, packed up all her stuff, and bounced, all without his knowledge, so why didn't she take it then? They have children together, so they have to speak and have to see one another for pickups and drop-offs. So it is not like she could not have asked for it over the last 5 to 6 years. Since this is, all caps, my house now, and I am head female of this house, the last thing I need is bad energy from the past, especially some from a still bitter ex-wife. I say bitter because she comes from a family of, these are her words, Negroidian divorces. She would have been perfectly happy to remain. I'm trying to do this with a straight face. Okay.
I didn't know what that word was. You know, when you read and just skip over it. Yes.
Me too, Steve.
Negligent divorces.
Okay. Right. And here's her explanation of Negroidian divorces. She would have been perfectly happy to remain separated till death like her other family members, but he wanted to get rid of her so he could move on with his life and me. So am I wrong to throw it out and not give her a heads up about it? Like I said, she let this stuff stay for 5 to 6 years and not mentioned it once. Mind you, this is a bitter ex-wife slash baby mama drama stuff. She does not want her kids around me without their father present, which is dumb because I'm helping her out by keeping them. We have no children yet, waiting till after we're married. So to think she's hurting me by not keeping the kids is stupid. I can name 15 things I could be doing with my Saturdays. Yet she will complain that she has no personal time. Hey, she could have had it, but she blew it. So this is the mentality that he and I have to deal with. Thanks, guys. Love the show. You know what? You say you moved in with your fiance. You also say it's your house now and you're head female, blah, blah, blah. So it's your house, Miss Head Female. You can do whatever you want in your house, right? That's what you're thinking. Okay, I agree. If she wanted it, she should have come to get it earlier. But was it cool what you did? I think that's the real question here. And I say absolutely not. I say, who are you to give people time limits? Okay. You didn't have to go there and you know it. You know you did not have to throw those pictures away. Family pictures, college pictures. Okay, you gave the clothes to Goodwill. How come you just couldn't pack her stuff and put it in a box to the left? You know, just like the song said. Just like the song. I don't like that. Your issue here is really the woman, because your whole letter is really about the ex. You call her bitter, but I think you're the one that's really bitter, either about their relationship, about, you know, her husband and the kids, something. You know, you're bitter, really bitter, not her, as much as you say. I don't think two wrongs make a right. You stooped to her level on this one. You definitely stooped to her level. You could have told the kids to ask their mother, you know, if she wants the stuff to come get it, or leave the kids out and just ask, you know, give it to the dad and say, hey, tell her, here's her stuff, and if she wants it, come get it, or else I'm going to send it away. Yeah, you were wrong. Steve?
Well, you know, there's always something else to something else.
Right.
You know, I read letters a little different. First of all, I agree 100% with you on this one, Shirley. Maybe she didn't have to. Mm-mm. But she really kind of wrong on this, and I was going to say whatever I understand. I don't really care about this letter, because normally at the end of a letter, somebody will say, need help. Please respond. She didn't ask for nothing. She did a whole letter, and at the end, she said, so this is the mentality that he and I had to deal with. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Right. Well, the question
he
she
is
asked.
Somebody really that don't really care what we think. But see, she asked the question, was I wrong for tossing it all in the trash? But right after that, she gave 1,000 reasons why it needed to go in the trash. So this was not a letter or a cry for help. This was just, let me get this off my chest. But her conscience is bothering her because she thinks she wrong. If you don't think you wrong, you ain't fitting to write a nationally syndicated show and ask Steve crazy ass, was you wrong? Well, hell yeah, you was wrong.
Yeah, girl.
But see, let me tell you something. You are a trip, though, lady. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Anyway, I was doing some cleaning, and I saw all this stuff in the attic. Then listen to this. Pictures of her from college with her friends and ex-boyfriends, some clothes, some of her family pictures, stuff like that. She done sat there and went through every last one of these items.
She's read everything.
To see if she could find something else, which has built up more hatred for this woman because some of that stuff was involving her current fiancé. Mm-hmm. Why would you also have to call yourself the head female of this house unless some of them kids is girls? And even then, why do you have... See, you are so interested in this title thing. Mm-hmm. I'm the head female of this house. Well, first of all, that stuff up in the attic don't prevent you from being the head female of the house unless you're not really sure of your position here. Well, let's go over what's going on.
I like that.
Could it be that your man knows that there's a funky side to you, too? See, and most men who've been in funky relationships can recognize funkiness almost right away. Well, let's see. His ex bought a house without him knowing and just bounced. But then, how are you, though? See, we have no children yet. Wait until after we are married. So she thinks she's hurting me by not keeping the kids is stupid. I can name 15 things I could be doing with my Saturdays. Hold on, lady. Hmm. That's not a comment of a woman that's accepting of her man's kids. That's not a comment of a woman accepting of a man's thing. I could think of 15 things I could do with my Saturdays instead of keeping these kids. Mm-hmm. We don't have any kids yet. We're waiting until we're married. You ain't got to explain none of this stuff.
Right.
I kind of see what Shirley's saying, and I really kind of see how you are. You kind of funky yourself.
Yeah.
But remember this. Funky things happen to funky people.
Woo!
So now, remember how you just threw her stuff away without asking her? That stuff wasn't hurting you in that attic. Mm-hmm. And it really wouldn't have hurt you to give it back to her.
Mm-hmm.
You know how important that stuff is to people.
Yes.
You know, it's been up here 5-6 years. If she wanted it, well,
maybe she forgot
it was up there.
That's right.
But maybe if you gave it to her, you could have bridged some of the gap between you and this woman.
Mm-hmm.
She could have said, you know what? This woman didn't have to do this, but she did. And you could have made your relationship and the bridge between you, the woman, and kids a lot cooler.
Yep.
Sometimes when you the woman that's coming in second, sometimes you got to do some things to help keep the situation cool.
That's right.
Her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's her old house.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's her ex-husband, and that's her stuff up in the attic.
And she took the time to send the clothes to Goodwill.